So the Mishnah of Beis and Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. This is the cost of Bereish HaGola. Somebody makes a sukkah, Bereish HaGola on the top of a wagon, says Rashi, in the first wide line. This is the cost of Bereish HaGola. Afagav de metaltalo below kiviyo. So the wagon is moving. It's not a sukkah kavua. It's not a fixed dwelling. Yet it's still kosher. Ebirisha Sfina, does the top of a ship. Says Rashi Shumokum Gavaya Shasfina. So talking about it, does it at the higher part of a ship. Ayam Gavaya Ma'id Ve'ain Harma Kifrin. So you have the sea, right, which is always a bit elevated. In other words, this ship's on top of the water, right? There's no mountains which are breaking the winds. So the winds are always stronger out at sea. If across there, the wind could come and just rip up the whole sukkah. Yet, says the Mishnah Ksheira, Va'olin lo b'yontif, and you can go and use such a sukkah on yontif. However, Bereisha Ilon, if somebody makes a sukkah, Bereisha Ilon on top of a tree, so there's no branches covering it, but the mice said the sukkah is like a tree house, right? But he puts schach on, Oyagabe gomel, or on an animal. Right, so he puts the flat board and he builds the walls on an animal. Ksheiros kasha. However, the ein oilin ambiyontiv, you're not allowed to go on such a sukkah yontiv. Why not? Says Rashi, ein oilin ambiyontiv, the goza bar abonon. Rabbonon made a gzeira, the ein oilin beilon, you're not allowed to go on a tree. Why are you not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos and yontiv? Ein shlam shabbat, you can't use a tree. Shema yitlesh, because you might pull off a branch. Right, so mina teira, to put a sukkah on top of a tree top sukkah would be kosher. But the Rabbanan came along and said, no, it's going to be no good because once you're going on a tree, it's climbing a tree, you might rip off a branch. Now, shtayim be'ilon, if the sukkah is supported, that he's usually putting it on stilts, and two of the walls are being supported, the floorboards, two walls of the by the floorboards are being supported by a tree, the achas b'dei adam, one is by a person, or yishtayim b'dei adam, the achas b'ilon, two are what he himself built, but one is being supported b'ilon, ksheira, it's kosher, v'ein l'oilin lo b'yontav, but you're not allowed to go onto that sukkah on yontav, again, because you're using a tree to support the sukkah, without the sukkah, without the tree, or the tree stump, the sukkah would fall down, so therefore, you're actually using the tree. Using a tree is already gzeira d'rabbanan. Sholosh b'dei adam v'achas b'ilon. If it's three are being supported, three walls are being supported, three sides of the sukkah being supported, what he himself made. V'achas b'ilon, one is being supported by a tree. Ksheira v'olam b'yontav, because then the sukkah will stand by itself. It doesn't really need that fourth support. Zerklal. Kol shenitol l'ilon. If you take away the tree and it can still stand, it would be kosher, ksheira, v'olam b'yontif, and you can go on the sukkah on yontif. Says Gemara Mani Masnisen. Who is our Mishnah going like? Our Mishnah that says that you can build a sukkah on top of a ship, who, that's in its kosher, who's that going like? Rabbi Kivi, it's Rabbi Kivi, the sign you learn. Somebody builds a sukkah, Bereish HaSfina on the top of a ship. Rav Gamliel Paisel, Rav Gamliel says it's no good, Rav Kiva Machsha. Maisel is the story of Rav Gamliel and Rav Kiva. Shai Boim B'Sfina. They came on a ship. Omad Rav Kiva. So they're traveling on a ship, on Sukkos. Omad Rav Kiva, V'Asa Sukkah Bereish HaSfina. So Rav Kiva holds that it's kosher to build a sukkah on a ship. Yitaka went and built a sukkah on a ship. V'Mocha, the next morning, Nish Baruach, across the wind was blowing and uprooted the whole sukkah. Gamliel said, Akiva, Heichen sukkoscha, where's your sukkah? Yeah, so it's like bringing a Mariah, right, it's not a sukkah. Kava, it doesn't last. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to say it was no good. My Rabbi Akiva still held that it was kosher. So the Mara defines exactly what type of sea. Calm sea, rough sea, what's going on? Amma Abaya, the Kula Amma, everybody holds, that means Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel. Heicho, the Eino Yechoyle Lama, it beruach Mitzuya de Abosha. If you're building a sukkah where it cannot even stand up to normal winds of land. Lo klumhi, it's nothing. Says Rashi, lo klumhi. Third line down. Dafilu dirus ara lo hava. It's not even a dirus ara. It's like a flimsy paperweight. Not even that. It doesn't. It's not going to stand. So it's not kosher bechlal. It has to be at least a dirus ara for 7 days. It cannot stand the ruch matsui of yabosha. It's not good. Now, yicholo lamoid beruach m'she'enu matsui de yabosha. If this sukkah would have been built on land, yeah, it would be able to stand up to a ruach she'enu mitsuya, strong winds on land. Hey, look at Rashi. She'enu mitsuya de'yabosha, says Rashi, have kuruach mitsuya de'yom. Right, so a enu mitsuya de'yabosha is equal to a normal wind out at sea, right? Kulamalu pligi dikshera. It's kosher because you have to build what's normal. Your normal winds out at sea, the sukkah can stand up to normal winds, so it's kosher. He pligi the machlokes is, v'yichol lamed ruach matsuya diyabosha. It could stand up to a ruach matsuya diyabosha. The ein lo yichol lamed. Then it cannot withstand the winds of Baruch She'enu Mitzuyah De'yabosha. Right? Then if you look, there's a little aleph. Right? The Hagoyis Tzuyunim over here changes it, and he says that there's the Girsa of Tosis earlier that says, Yichol Elam Baruch Mitzuyah De'yabosha, Ve'enu Yichol Elam Baruch Mitzuyah De'yom. Which is really the same thing. Right? The Enu Mitzuyah the Yabosha, very strong land winds, is equal to a normal wind out at sea. Right, so now you have a sukkah that could stand to, it could stand up to Ruach Matsuya of Yabosha. So if this sukkah would have been built on land, as most people are building it, it would be able to stand up to those winds. But because you're out at sea, it cannot stand up to normal sea winds. So is that good or no good? Rav Gamliel sova sukkas diras keva biron. Rav Gamliel holds you need a fixed dwelling diras keva. But even the ein yichol lamed ruach matsuya dayom, since it cannot withstand a ruach matsuya of the yam, leklumi this is going to stack a nakasha because where you are now, it cannot stand up to such a sukkah, to such winds. So therefore, the sukkah is not called a diras keva, and it won't be kosher. Rav Akiva holds sukkah diras arai be'inon. You need a diras arai. It doesn't have to be a diras keva. Diras arai is good. V'kivin di'chol lamed ruach matsuya de'yabosha k'sheiro. Since if I would have built this sukkah on land, as most people do, and it could stand up to normal ruach matsuya de'yabosha, normal winds of land, therefore it's kosher, and it's you can use that sukkah over sukkahs. Okay, Oya Gabay Gomel. If you have a sukkah nowadays, which is made out of material, right, and it's blowing in the wind, kosher, normal winds, nothing major, but because it's made out of material, the walls are moving. Is that called the Diras Arai?
Generally.
But it's moving. A wall that moves. So I think Allah is if it moves more than an amma, swaying, it's no good. Those sukkah mats they have, you know, the canvas sukkahs, you have to tie it down, secure. You have the velcro at the top of the bottom, you have to squeeze the velcro tight. Yeah, and also the bar in the middle, you know, the loops, you have to tie it down, so the taka shouldn't move too much. Right, in Australia, when I lived in Australia, it was very common. Right, people just have, you can get these, like canvas sheets that you can put, let's say, if you have it's like a blind, right? You can like pull it down. Right, so people used to use that quite a bit. The weather's much nicer, so you don't need the thick walls, the strong walls like you do over here. Right? So sometimes you tuck a seat moving, be no good. You tuck have to tie the sides down, right, to make sure that it doesn't move too much. Otherwise, it's any chole lamed ruach mitzuya moving so much. Yeah, that would be no good.
So just going back.
What? So here, if you build a sukkah that could only stand up, beruach matsuya of a yabosha, and you're building in an area, let's say on the sea, if somebody's out in a windy area, right? Someone's building. He's living on the seafront. Building a sukkah. It's much more windy over there. If you build it in any other part, you always have buildings, you have trees, you have objects which are blocking the wind. Right, but because he's closer to the sea now, right, the winds are stronger. Good or no good? Right, so be a machlokes. Yeah, but how much of a deer's arrow does it have to be? Right? Can it be very, very flimsy? You know, if it's ain't lichud lamer of matsuya, it's like it won't even call it deer's arrow. Right? And then you have the next madrig between the deer's arrow and the deer's cover. Okay, Oya Gaba Gomer. Somebody builds a sukkah on top of a camel. Masisa money. Who's our Mishnah? It says that if you build a sukkah on top of a behemoth, it's going to be kosher and may eat mayor. The sign we learned. Somebody builds a sukkah on top of a behemoth. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, agabe behemoth could go in nosan delosos ashnei susim. So he gets two horses, puts them together, and then he puts a boards or doors on top of the horses. Right, I suppose the horses are somewhat tied together. Right, they're bound together. The hem kakis, look at that, is the bottom, that's the floor of the sukkah. And then he puts mechitzas and schach on top of it. Right, so our Mishnah says if you make a sukkah agave gomel. Right, look at the picture of the agave gomel, it's just one animal. Right, and you just on top of the hump of the camel, you build the walls. Something you fasten it to the belly of the camel, right? And you some genius way of doing it. And he has the sukkah on top of one animal, right? The mashal that Rashi gives is the shnei susim, and you tie the two horses together, and then you put the doors on top. So it's a kosher, no good. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Who's our mission? Like a maid, the son you learned. Oysu sukkah al gabe behema. Somebody puts a sukkah al gabe behema. Bemea machshir mei says it's kosher b'yuda peisel. Yuda says it's no good. My time with the b'yuda. What's the reason of b'yuda? The pasuk says, chaga sukkah is tasa lecha shivas yomim. She make a sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah haru'uya l'shiva shmei sukkah. Sukkah that's fit. Right, 4 7 days, that's called the sukkah. Sukkah she'ena really shiva, if it's not fit for 7 days, loy shmei sukkah, it's not considered a sukkah. So why is this sukkah not fit for 7 days? Says Rashi, harui l'shiva, ha'ashta de gozer rabbonon, rabbonon made a gezeiro, that you're not allowed to go on an animal on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos for the same reason you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, gezeiro shem yitlish. If you're riding an animal, you might break off a branch to hit the animal to go. It's like a whip. Right? So since you're not allowed to go on an animal on Yom Tov, so it's not a sukkah, really shiva anymore. Because on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it. It could be very, very sturdy. Right? The animals are not going anywhere. But since you're not allowed to go on the animal, it's not called chag sukkah, stas lecha shivas yomim. It's not a really shiva. And therefore, it is no good. Remeya says like this. Anami midaraisa mitzvachosa. Midaraisa, you can go on an animal on Shabbos. So midaraisa, it is a chagasukas lasa lechosh shivas yomim. Rabbanon udu gozerba. Rabbanon made a gezeira. And therefore, the maisa menatoira, it's a kosher sukkah. So therefore, it's kosher for sukkahs as well. Even though yomtiv enach anami, Remeya agrees you're not allowed to go on this sukkah on yomtiv. Because gezeira shem yitloish. But chalamoid, Obikasha was according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Chalamoid, this sukkah would be possible. Now, what about using the animal as a wall for a sukkah? Also, the behema doifin a sukkah, right? You have two walls, right? And you use the cow as the third wall. Right? Are you allowed to do that? Also, the behema doifin a sukkah. If somebody goes and he makes the behema as a doifin a sukkah, a meyer paisel. Yes, so here's the other way around. Remeya says it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Before, Remeya said that you can put a sukkah on an animal, but that's only on top of an animal. But to use the animal as a wall, here Remeya switches, and Remeya says it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Right, Shahoya Remeya Omer. Remeya would say, Kodova Shesh by Ruach Chaim. Anything that has a Ruach Chaim, anything which is alive, ain't oisin oisin, you're not allowed to use it. Loi doifin a sukkah. You're not allowed to use it as a doifin, as a wall for a sukkah. Veloi lechi lemavui. Right, the halacha is that right, if you have an alley, right, if you have a cul-de-sac, right, and you want to carry in there, so you have to have a lechi or a kaira, you have to have a beam, right, or a stick at the edge of the beginning. So it doesn't have a stick, so he'll go and he'll tie an animal down to the corner of the roads, and say, oh, I've got something to remind me, yeah, that I should be able to carry over here. So he wants to use the animal as a lechi at the corner. So Remei says, you're not allowed to do that. Veloi pasan the biyiris. You're not allowed to use it as a board for a well. Right, it used to go oile regel. The well itself, right, would be, dala tochem, it used to be a wide 10 tochem deep. Right, so the actual well, the bar, would be Rishus HaYochet. Right, you're walking in the Rishus HaRabim. How can you take water out from the well? So Chazal said, you know what, we'll make it for the Oile Regalim, and if you put boards at a right angle on all four corners, right, then it's like enclosed, and it'll be okay. He's missing one board, so he wants to put an animal standing there at a right angle, and he'll use the animal as a board. Right, so Remeir says, you're not allowed to do that, because we'll see in a minute, below Goylo Lekeva, and you're not allowed to use it as a goylul, as a cover for a grave. Right? All these things are Ruach Chaim. You're not allowed to use Ruach Chaim for all these things. Mashum Rabbi Yosef Aglili Yomun, the name of Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, Af ein kaisen olav gitei noshim. You cannot write a get. Right? Somehow you skin the, you take off the fur from the cow. Right? And then you got the parchment. Got the parchment on the live cow. And you're not allowed to write a get on a cow, and send the cow to his wife. My time with the Remeya, what's the reason of Remeya? Abaya says, Shema Thomas, there's a gazero that it might die. Right? Says Rashi, so what? So what if the behemoth dies? It's there. Says Rashi, Shema Thomas, the behemoth, the tipoil, the animal will collapse. And kantoifin, you don't have a wall of tantfachim anymore, because the animal has fallen, and then I won't have a sukkah. If Zeir Omer Zeir says Shema Tivrach, it might run away. The animal might run away, and therefore you cannot use it as a wall for sukkah. Now the Gemara goes further. The pil kosher. If you have an elephant that's tied, so the elephant's not running anywhere. Kula amale pligi, everybody agrees it's kosher. Why? The inami mayas, first of all, it's tied. If it's tied, it's not going to run away. What happens if the elephant dies? Well, the elephant is a huge animal. Even if it dies, yesh bin nevlosa yud, the nevela, even if it collapses onto its feet, you still have a height of 10 tfachim, it's okay. Ki pligi bepil she'ena kosher. If you have an elephant that you want to use as a wall for your sukkah, but it's not tied. The man dama shema Thomas, according to the man dama, says that it might die lechashinon, because it's 10 tfachim. It might run away. Because if it's not tied, the elephant's not tied, it might run away. Says according to Mandama, says that it might die. Why aren't we chayshish Shema Tivrach? Nechish, we should be chayshish Shema Tivrach. Where it says, Ella bepil she'ena kosher. We're going to have to see this. We'll be mamshach tomorrow, exactly what the machlokes is with the animals tied or untied.